Welcome to the Fourth Age Wheel of Time podcast, brought to you by DragonMount.com. This is Jason.
And this is Carrie. Welcome to Episode 3. This podcast is dedicated to the epic fantasy series The Wheel of Time by Robert Jordan.
There are a total of 11 books in the series, and 12 is currently being written. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Again, my name is Jason. I want to just tell everyone our email is podcast@dragonmount.com. You can also send in audio questions, suggestions, comments. Thanks everyone so much for the support and sending us so much emails. Our toll-free number that you can send in, that you can call and leave a voice recorded message, we can use that right on the show, is 1-888-333-7690. Once you leave a message there, we could use it in any of the different things. Carrie's email question of the week.
Yes, and if you're interested in advertising on the Fourth Age, you can email us at advertising@dragonmount.com. You have the opportunity to get to hundreds of listeners every week, and actually every week we're growing, so we have more listeners.
And I also want to say I spoke a little bit about the support that we've been getting. Thanks for the support and the suggestions, the creative criticisms. Thanks very much. One thing that the first couple of shows, and we're going to try and do better, is our pronunciations of some of the words and some of the characters in Wheel of Time. We've got a website now that we're going to start using, and we'll do our very best to get it right. The website's www.encyclopedia-wot.org. That's encyclopedia-wot.org. We'll do our best, and Carrie and I promise we'll get better with our pronunciations. The first part of the Wheel of Time news is, again, I want to thank everyone for, I'm going to say it probably 1,000 times. Thanks so much for the support. We, on DragonMount.com and Wattmania.com, there's been a couple announcements about our podcast. Well, we're very grateful to both of the websites, and I'm sure it's there on other websites, probably some that I haven't even seen. So you could always send an email to us if you have a Wheel of Time website. We'll definitely take a look at it. We'll shamelessly plug it, you know, if anyone's website that they send in. So I'm sure there's 1,000 fan sites out there. So if you're listening to the podcast, just send it in. Our podcast is also available streaming on DragonMount.com. You can download it off of the website also. And now you can also subscribe to it through iTunes.
Yes, there is. At DragonMount.com, a Get Well project for Robert Jordan. It's a Get Well talent display. Anybody who writes poetry, makes web pages, graphics, and basically anything creative. And if you don't think that you have something that you want to add that way, if you just want to have a little note sent in to Get Well for Robert Jordan, and anybody interested in submitting anything is to email madalina@gmail.com, which is madalina@gmail.com. Also, if you could please put Dragonmount Get Well Project in the subject line. And yes, it's going to be, they're going to accept submissions until May 11th. So you have until then.
From what I understand too from Jason that runs Dragonmount, the response to this has been great. There's a lot of people that are doing a lot of very interesting creative things, and thanks again for all of that. There's new blog updates by Robert Jordan. He's actually did quite a lot of blog updates, and they're pretty long. Did you read them, Carrie?
I did read some of them, and got to see some of the pictures.
The pictures are...
Yes.
It's such a difference because he has some pictures up because he shaved his head because chemotherapy will do that. And one thing that I really like about it is he's taking an active approach. I mean, he's not letting this get to him at all. The posts are positive. They're funny. Mm-hmm. It's almost like another book into itself. They're really long, which is good. It's great to hear from him. I'm sure that he knows everyone really cares about his health, you know, and everyone really wants him to live a nice long life, and not only because of Wheel of Time, but he really is a great person.
We are going to have some spoilers. because we are going to be doing our character discussion of the week, which is Egwene. So anybody who hasn't pretty much, I don't even know.
Well, if you haven't read the books yet, you know, yeah. So.
You're pretty safe if you've read the first couple, but otherwise, I'd turn it off.
All right, well, the first thing that I want to ask, Carrie, do you think that Egwene really can overthrow Elaida?
I do, yeah. I think that it's more going to be something that's done by the inner turmoil of the White Tower.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like it falling apart at the seams.
Yeah, that's especially after reading the last book, Knife of Dreams. That's quite obvious. But I definitely do think that we are going to see Egwene as the Ammerlin seat, so definitely.
One thing that also, and it's a theme throughout the books also, that even if you have two people that don't like each other, the way to get them together is by having a common enemy. And I'm sure, mm-hmm. I'm sure that in this next book, there's going to be a common cause for everyone to get together, despite their differences.
Yeah, they're just going to have to band together and to be stronger, because mm-hmm. there's no way they're going to get through it if they don't. So, and everybody knows that. I mean, unless they're black. So, the Black Ajah, they know they have to stick together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Egwene is the most important Aes Sedai in the books?
Wow, that's a great question. I think that right now, she definitely has the potential to be the most. She's probably the Aes Sedai right now with the most, how should you put it? She is the one that has the most potential, I guess you would say, to be so important to the timeline of the books and everything that's going on right now, especially even more than Elaida, even though she has more at this time right now, I mean, has more power.
Yeah, exactly. I think Egwene is so much more, even though she's very young, she is so wise. And by the time probably, you know, another 20 years or so, I don't think there's going to be anybody that can touch her. She's very intelligent.
Right, and they're going to have to get through the last battle, too. So what do you think she'll be doing at the last battle, do you think? You think she'll actually be there, or just kind of...
For some reason, I don't see her literally there. I'm sure she's going to be fighting, definitely. But I think she's going to be maybe doing the part that she's going to be needing to do to hold back the forces so Rand and company can kind of do their job too.
Right,
That's the way I picture it, I think. I don't think she's going to be right there actually facing the Dark One. But
She'll do her part.
She will be leading.
She'll do her part.
Yeah, she will be leading the Aes Sedai, definitely.
I'm sure, too, with the last battle, that there will be more than one. I don't think it's just going to be one battle, like, on a field somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's going to be kind of a whole bunch of little battles going on. Right, and everybody's going to have their part. And even though Rand is going to be ultimately very important in how the outcome comes around, it's going to be all the little people and what they do that decides also who's going to win. So, it's... going to be so interesting to see though how it's done. So
no, it's definitely going to be interesting in book 12, the book that's going to be at least two books.
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so too. So now we're going to do the my forum post of the day, forum post of the week, I should say. I actually got this off Tarvalon forums. It's tarvalonforums.net/forums. I mean, that's how I got to it. The post is by, and I don't have any pronunciation guide for this, so I'm going to do my best. It's Agera Desace. Her post was about when Egwene's obviously made a novice again, and there was a mention that when she's eating, she mentions that novices talk at meals, and then they stop talking when she comes in, and then start talking again after she sits down. But in the prequel book, Moiraine says that novices were expected to eat silently. And I think Garrett was a little confused as to, you know, was that a slip up or not? There was a couple mm-hmm. really good posts after it. It says that expected to eat silently. I think that's almost an exact quote from exactly how Robert wrote in there. When you're in high school, you're expected to act. You're expected to act a certain way too, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's, you know, the way that high schoolers act.
Exactly.
The thing that the reason why I like this post so much is because that scene when she walks in and everyone stops and then starts, it's very visually descriptive to me. I mean, I can see her walking across the floor, you know, with all the tables and stuff, and everyone just looking around, keeping their heads still, but their eyes moving around. It's very descriptive. I really like the post, and thanks very much.
And now we'll go on to Carrie's audio question of the week.
Hi, this is Mike, and my question is, how do you think the White Tower will be changed after the last battle?
Well, first off, I think that one of the big changes in the White Tower is going to be the Red Aja, obviously. At first, I thought that they maybe would be abolished. There would be no more Red, as how Elida's trying to do to the Blue. But then, after the last couple books, it's kind of apparent that it's going to be more where they're going to be, instead of going out and gentling the men who can channel, they're going to be, I think, going out and bonding them and possibly even being responsible for the White Tower and the Black Tower kind of uniting, which is very weird to think of Red doing that, but I think that's going to, in the future, that's how it's going to be for the Red. They're not going to be men hating, bashing, bitty women anymore. I think they're going to be moving up with the times a little bit and known for having Asha men as their warders is kind of how I think the Red Aja is going to be after the last battle. And what do you think is going to change after?
Wow, I definitely think there's a lot's going to change. I mean, I read a couple places that people think that the Red Aja is going to disappear, and I don't know. I can't really see that happening. Especially since now that Elida's now that Elida's in power and she basically abolished the Blue, that I don't think that Egwene would do something. I think she'd make the Red. I'm sure there's always going to be people. They'll have a different, probably a different focus rather than what their focus was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's going to change, but in a lot of ways it's going to stay the same too.
Yeah. Well, I think that because it's hard for women or anybody who is not a man who channels to know that the taint is really gone. So it's going to be, it could be another 100 years before they're fully trusted the way that even Aes Sedai now are not fully trusted. People always are step warily and, you know, but I think that, but also the fact that after this is all said and done, they have the chance to join the Knitting Circle and get rid of their oaths so they can live longer.
Right.
Not sure how now a lot of the Aes Sedai, to them, they just can't believe, they can't imagine going and doing that. But as soon as they realize the consequences, I think that they might start changing their tune.
Yeah, there's just going to be some things that are going to change, especially with that. I mean, who wouldn't want to live longer, you know? So,
and who knows how long they could live?
Right, exactly, exactly.
They could. I mean, they live for a long time now, but they're going to be, they're almost going to be immortal. Not really, but you know, kind of. I mean, they could accomplish so much in their lives if they get to live twice the age that they would have if they hadn't got rid of the oath. So
thanks everyone for listening so much. We really do appreciate it. We'll remind everyone what our email information is. It's podcast@dragonmount.com. The website is dragonmount.com/podcasts. We also have forums there that anyone can go on to the forums and put any posts. We have a lot of people that are going on there right now. We're going to do character of the week for show number 4. It's going to be Lan.
Yes, and also, we're looking for a third Fourth Age podcaster. So if anybody's information, send information. We would like to hear an audio clip. Just a little bit about yourself. Also, make sure we need somebody that's going to have the time to be able to put in for this. Send it to podcast@dragonmount.com. We're going to leave everything open till Friday, and then we will post and let everybody know what our decision is.
I'm going to say this one last time. I promise it's only going to be one last time. Thanks again for all the support. It's almost overwhelming, so thanks so much. We'll look forward to have everyone listen to us for week number 4. Have a great week.
Yes, take care.